What is up, people? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. I'm Devin Readers. This is a podcast where we talk about all things inclusion and a little bit of nonsense. If you like this podcast and like what we're doing, please subscribe wherever you listen and write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. It really helps folks find us. Also, if you would like to become a supporter of this podcast, you can use the link in the show notes. Thanks, guys. Let's get to the episode. Welcome to another episode of We Are Talk. I am Devin Readers. Today, we have with us Purpose Coach Alexandria. What's your last name, Alexandria?
Agresta.
Agresta. How are you today, Alexandria?
I am awesome. Thank you so much, Devin, for having me on. I'm excited to dive into some awesome conversation.
I am too. Now, first off, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So I always start with my why. That's actually a big part of what I do. So I really believe in creating a world where people fully align what they do to make money with what they do to experience meaning and fulfillment. I really believe we can achieve that balance between leading with purpose and making money. So that belief really fueled me starting my company, which is called Purpose Pioneers. I co-founded it with my business partner. And what we do there is we empower other purpose-driven coaches to really build their company from the ground up, or as we like to say, from the purpose up, because purpose is really the core foundation of every single thing that you think, say, and do in business.
Oh, that's so cool. So I guess, when did you realize that?
Yeah, like, how did I come to that realization? Yeah, so that's an awesome question. So my business partner and I, we joined forces in a co-working space in Orlando, Florida. So I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with co-working spaces, but it's just a really awesome place to desk, and you can co-work with other people doing, you know, running other companies and doing other things. So it's a really cool day. And over and over again, and just having this realization. I don't know the exact day that it hit me. I think it was really just like a time frame, but it was just this realization that we can lead in a world with authenticity, with integrity, with purpose, and we don't have to sacrifice our paycheck for that.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That really is awesome, because I'm in college, and so, you know, college, the typical, oh, I thought this is what I want to do with my life, but maybe
right.
Not. So, yeah, I think that's awesome.
I think that's so cool that, you know, I'm pretty much fresh out of college too. I graduated a few years ago. I think that's so cool that you're starting a podcast, and I'm sure you have other hobbies that you do, so you can find what's meaningful to you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I really like doing the podcast, but I don't think it's going to be a career, because one, it's hard, and two, we literally have no dollars right now. So
yeah. Well, here's what's cool. I think it's, yeah, you may not end up having this, you know, be a part of your income or your career, but the fact that you're choosing to do other things outside of school that bring you joy and that you enjoy doing can lead you to other opportunities that you never thought possible.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, what's the best piece of advice anybody's ever given you?
Oh, I love that question. I just answered this yesterday, actually. So this is something that my dad shared with me when I was probably 12, 13, 14. So just going into high school around that age. And he's such a simple man, and he says simple things that are just so profound. So he said, Al, my friends and family from back home call me Al. He's like, Al, don't let money hold you back. And I was like, okay, like, what does this mean? Like, at the time, I was just like, okay. And what it really did is it shaped my relationship with money, and it taught me to use money just as a tool. It's a tool to do things that are meaningful to me. It's a tool to go to school. It's a tool to buy a car that helps me get places. It's a tool to go travel. So what he did, unknowingly, or maybe he did know, was say such a simple statement that empowered me to never let money hold me back from doing the things that were meaningful to me. Like even in college, you know, when I was like, man, I'm broke. If there was something I wanted to do, I would figure out a way. So it really pushed me to become resourceful and really not make excuses and say, I'm going to live the most fulfilling badass life that I can.
Badass life. I love it. Okay. How did you create the life and business of your dreams? I know we already covered that, but.
Yeah, I think, just to dive a little bit deeper, I think it's about not pushing your dreams and visions that you have off to the side and saying they're weird or no one will like that, right? Like, don't shame yourself for the awesome ideas and dreams that you have. And that's something that I did. I was like, there's nothing too big or crazy. And so mixed with that mentality and taking consistent action is really how I just started living life the way that I want and started a company that is just so meaningful to me. So I think it's mindset and then consistent action taking. That is the recipe for living your ideal reality.
Oh, that's, you're full of like great nuggets today. I love this.
thank you, Devin.
What do you do to stay in a positive, empowered state of mind?
Ooh. So to stay in a positive, empowered state of mind, I think it's a few things. So one, I take my environment really seriously. So the people that I choose to surround myself with, the things that I choose to engage in, like this podcast interview, the co-working space that I choose to come to every single day, the city that I choose to live in. So I'm really big on my environment because these are things that I see every day. These are people that I talk to every day. And I think that has really shaped me to enter into a higher frequency of thought and a higher way of being. So environment, and then auto-suggestion. So I don't know if anyone's read Think and Grow Rich, but there's a chapter in there called auto-suggestion. And what that means is telling yourself thoughts consistently. So I'm now practicing the thoughts that I tell myself. I'm practicing, you know, manifesting and attracting things into my life. And I think the last part is gratitude. Like when I'm having a crappy day, I look at life, I'm like, wow, you know, things are really not that bad. And I'm so grateful for the life I get to live and the things that I have access to. And I'm going to choose to look at those things instead of anything in a negative light.
Yeah, and my mom's like, well, you need to start a gratitude journal. And I'm not a big journaler, but I'm trying to, like, at least think, like, positively and stuff. But it's hard when you've got exams and finals are in 2 weeks because our semester ends in April. So at the university I go to. So it's just like, really? But I'm trying to think positive, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally understand. And I think that's the test that we always have. Like, life is always going to throw us its curveballs. And I feel like, you know, if we are productive humans, we're always going to have these things. And that's why just that commitment to those positive thoughts and that way of thinking is just as important as, like, a commitment to going to school or, you know, all the other things that we do.
Yeah, and earlier you were talking about co-working. For people that don't know, explain what co-working is.
Yeah, so a co-working space is an alternative to renting an office. So I pay, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month to have 24/7 access to this awesome facility. Like right now, no one can see, but I'm in this cool phone booth. So they have phone booths, they have conference rooms, they have open member seating area, they have a whole kitchen where you can cook and get snacks, they have a whole game room. So it's just an alternative to getting your own office if you run a business. And really the intention is to drive community. It's like, hey, you know, if you're a solopreneur, or even if you're a student and you want to come just check out this world, it's a place to work and build community and do it all at a really affordable price and not have to worry about, you know, your electricity bill and furniture and all that stuff that comes with getting your own office.
So if people wanted to find, like, co-working spaces near them, like, where would they go?
just a quick Google search, just type in co-working space and then type in your local city. What's really cool is co-working spaces are really taken over. So there are co-working spaces pretty much in every major city. And now I think they're popping up in not major cities as well. Like, I'm in Denver, Colorado, and there's a lot of mountain towns. So not as much hustle and bustle. So now there's co-working spaces starting to pop up in even mountain towns. So just do a quick Google search. And then I would also, you could check out Facebook as well. You know, you could see the Facebook reviews just to see how people like the co-working space as well.
Okay. And I guess speaking of that, where do you think the coaching industry is headed?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So I think, and this is where I think the massive opportunity is, I think the coaching industry is headed down the path of purpose and of authenticity. I think, you know, just as any cycle of innovation, I believe consumers are always seeking more and more meaning and that real authentic connection with businesses. So that's why it's so exciting for, you know, my company and what I'm up to with Purpose Pioneers, because people are searching for meaning. They are searching for really feeling heard and supported and not just buying things and, you know, just being shoved off to the next consumer. They're really searching for this real connection. And what's cool is when people find that authentic connection, they'll pay for it. They'll pay a lot for it. So it doesn't, we don't have to sacrifice all those other things that help us run our company. It's really just being real and authentic to who we are. So I think that's the path that not only coaching, but also business is headed down.
Yeah, and I'm in this coaching group for people that want to be in the music industry, because I want to do some kind of entertainment thing. I don't know what, which, but I'm in, and for people that want to grow their music brand on social media. And one of the things the guy always says is they'll fall in love with you, the person, more than they'll fall in love with you, the music. So.
Yes.
Your music. So that's what kind of made me think of that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you have such incredible opportunity to create beautiful music, but build up you and share your story, because your fans that I know you're going to have
I'm not doing the singing. I'm behind the scenes. Trust me.
That's okay. They're still going to love you. That's okay, though. But that's the thing. Like, even people behind the scenes, they want to connect with you and your story, and you have such a special journey that other people are waiting for you to share it so they can connect with it too.
Well, thank you. This is my pump up time today. So any nuggets to a coach just getting started?
Ooh, yeah, and I think this goes for coaches and entrepreneurs just getting started. To piggyback a little bit off of what we were just talking about, before you create, you know, a business entity, or before you buy the website, before you start marketing, it is so important to sit with yourself and uncover what your authentic voice is, uncover the vulnerability that you want to share, get clear on your values which guide you, get clear on the purpose that you're furthering. That stuff is the foundation of business and anything that you're going to start in the future. So it's so important to have those brainstorming sessions, have those conversations before you start doing all the other fun business stuff. Get clear on that, because that will guide everything and make it meaningful and fulfilling.
So, have you ever heard of Brené Brown? You probably
have. Oh, I love her.
You sounded kind of like her there, so I love Brené Brown too. She's amazing.
Have you watched her TED Talks?
Yes.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are amazing. So what does it mean to be a purpose pioneer?
Oh my God, what an amazing question. Are these the questions that I sent to you?
No, these are the off-podcast guests.
Oh, wow. Okay. I forgot how awesome these questions are. Okay, so what it means to be a purpose pioneer. So for those of you, just a quick reminder, that is the name of my company. So that, to me, is someone who chooses to embrace their purpose with a courageous and curious spirit. They take consistent action and they choose faith over fear in all of their decisions. And they really feel that they were put on this earth to share their gift with the world. And they do everything in their power to get that out to the people who need it most.
Oh, that's great.
Devin, you're a purpose pioneer.
Okay. Well, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Purpose pioneer. But thank
yep.
You're
welcome.
How do you work through the frustrating or tedious task in business?
Ooh. So this really links back to purpose. So what I found is the moment that I became clear on, you know, what I stand for, the impact that I want to create in the world, I became clear on the vehicle that's going to get me there. When it came down to doing tedious or frustrating tasks, I would think back to that purpose and that greater thing that I'm furthering, something that's so much bigger than me. And I would say, you know what, maybe in this moment, you know, this isn't the greatest thing that I want to be doing, and it's really making me pull out my hair, but this is going towards this greater vision, and I choose to look at the payoff and the outcome in those moments, because that's what gets me through and go, you know what, I'm not going to do this with excitement, because the payoff and the reward is so much greater than this short-term pain that I may be feeling.
And speaking of furthering, what movement are you furthering?
The Purpose First Movement, which is putting your purpose first in everything you think, say, and do, so you can abundantly receive everything you need to live a meaningful life.
Okay, well, we are through all the questions, I think. So,
awesome.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Are these my closing thoughts?
Yes, final thoughts. Yes.
Awesome. Final thoughts for anyone that was listening today or is an avid listener of Devin's podcast. I would say this is a mantra that I live by every single day, that things don't take time, they take courage. So, you know, if there's something you've been saying, you know, I want to do that one day or someday, there is no better time than right now. And I truly believe we all have nothing to lose, everything to gain. So use that courage, use your curiosity, and just do the thing that you want to do, even if it's a small action step. That, doing those small action steps day after day after day, you'd be surprised that, like, you take a step back and go, wow, I'm really living the life that I want.
Yes, small steps, and then it'll lead to a big goal. So
exactly. So yeah, that's my closing thought.
So where can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, so I'm really active on Facebook. I'll shoot you over the links, Devin, if you want to put those in the show notes.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, I absolutely will. So you can just type in Alex Agresta Purpose. I'll pop up right away. So you can shoot me a friend request. I'm always open to meaningful conversation on there. And then I will also send Devin the link to join our Facebook group. So we have a really incredible community of purpose-driven coaches and entrepreneurs. And it's really just a place to cancel out the noise, talk about stuff that matters, and really find that tribe and in the transformation you're creating in the world. So I will shoot those over to Devin, but find me on there, and then you can check us out on purposepioneers.com.
Okay, and those links will be in the show notes when I get the links and put this up, because I'm going to edit this tomorrow because I have an incredibly busy day, and we had a slight audio issue where it froze for a minute, so it's going to need some editing. So
beautiful.
I will put this up tomorrow, and I will put those links in the show notes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll get them over to you when we hop off.
Okay, so I guess that is it for today. Follow me on Twitter at Devin Real Talk and Instagram at Real Talk Podcast Official. And we've got more great interviews for you coming up, and as well as the weekly Survivor recaps. So it does take dollars to do this, so if you want to donate at the links that will be in the show notes. And please leave us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. It is greatly appreciated. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. You can visit us online at realtalkpodcastonline.wordpress.com. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at @DevinRealTalk and on Instagram at @RealTalkPodcastOfficial. You can also email us at devinereaders@gmail.com. Thank you guys.